Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Hey listeners, my name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to The Wave of Wire.
Another episode of The Waiver Wire, your home of daily fantasy and classic fantasy and all your fantasy needs. I'm Tim, and I'm joined by my co-host James. James, what's up?
Not much, Tim. You know, just ready and rearing to go for another episode of the Waiver Wire.
I don't know about you, but I got lost in the fantasy world this week.
You got lost?
I got lost. There's a lot of trials and tribulations going on in the past week of fantasy basketball, and we're here to bring it all to you, really.
Yeah, Tim, we've been locked up in our little dungeon, analysing everything that is fantasy basketball, and we've got a little breakdown coming for our listeners.
We've got the hot plays, we've got the cold plays, we've got a hot around the NBA, of course. I mean, there's only one player who it could be. We'll just see who's coming. We've got buy low, sell high, free agency, of course, but we've changed it up a little bit to give you some more depth, some more in-depth research and analysis. And then, of course, we've got question time.
Yeah, today we'll be talking about a lot of the trending up and trending down of players in this across the association, I think, Tim. A lot of injuries have hit at the moment, and teams are resting up, you know, trying to, in the grit and the grind of just reaching the All-Star break. So there's definitely some value to be had, especially in the 10-man leagues, Tim.
Oh, absolutely there is. All right, James, let's jump straight into it. Who was hot in your team this week?
Tim, you know what? I've had a pretty disastrous week this week.
I think I have too.
I'll talk about it later in my cold play section, but the hot play is James Johnson. What a week he's had.
He's fantastic.
He scored about 20 points, I think, three times this week. Adding blocks, steals, three-pointers, assists, rebounds. What a fantastic pick he was, really, for me.
I think that's a good time to already plug the YouTube channel, James, where we put up a little clip about James Johnson, how we talked about, I think that was about 3 weeks ago now.
It's a while ago, but Tim, everything we say comes to fruition eventually. So
Daniel Waiters, James Johnson,
Michael Beasley,
Nikola Jokic.
Yep. So make sure everyone's checking out the YouTube channel. The link is on the page.
Why are we the premier fantasy site? I don't understand.
We are?
We are.
Oh, I was misinformed.
All right. Anyway, sorry. Continue on, James.
Yeah, and Carl Anthony Towns, another fantastic week for him. I'm still living the, you know what, Tim, that trade I made earlier in the season, Carl Anthony Towns and Jeremy Lin for Jabari Parker and
Damian Lillard.
So I think I've won that trade now that Jabari Parker's out for the rest of the season.
Quite easily.
Jeremy Lin hasn't stepped foot on the court about three times since I traded for him. But I mean, Carl Anthony Towns' production has just been fantastic.
Yeah, and just a quick question, James. I mean, I obviously have my answer here, but who do you think is a better center at this point? Carl Anthony Towns or Nikola Jokic?
Nikola Jokic, Tim. I would have
Thank you.
Nikola Jokic is probably, you know what, Tim?
The MVP.
I'm going to say it. Nikola Jokic is probably the best center in the NBA right now.
Oh, thanks, James. I agree with you.
DeMarcus Cousins and Carl Anthony Towns are stiff competition. DeMarcus Cousins may be number one, just purely because Sacramento's team's pretty bad. But, Nikola Jokic has been fantastic over the last 3 or 4 weeks. Nikola Jokic has been top five in the association the last 3 weeks.
Absolutely has.
Last 3 weeks.
James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Nikola Jokic, LeBron James, and Kevin Durant.
Yep. James Harden number one, though.
I'd probably have to put James Harden, but I think Jokic runs a close second.
Yeah. No, I'd definitely have him up there.
All right.
Who's on your team, Tim?
Kenneth Faried was, until he got injured. That's another story of my week too, injuries.
Yeah.
Kenneth Faried put in a good 21-10 first game because, you know, I picked him up with when Jokic was out. I picked him up. He hit 21-10, hit a 16-13, then he got a 1-1 because he was injured in the first 5 minutes, and then he was straight out of my team. Thanks for coming, Kenneth. And yeah, he was hot until he wasn't. And then James Harden, of course, because, you know,
hot every week.
Yeah, absolutely. So cold players for my team. Everyone. Yeah, same story for me here, Tim. Everyone's just injured leading up to the All-Star break. Would you believe it? Seven players in my team will not clock a minute this matchup, and two of them will only have played one match. That's not ideal, and I'm probably going to probably end up losing 5-4, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't Chandler miss. I didn't know Gallinari's missed about 2 weeks now. John Embiid's been out for almost 3 weeks now. Getting worried.
Yeah, they'll just hold off until the All-Star break. I think they'll recuperate over that week off, and after all the trade deadline business is done and dusted, everyone will come back fit and firing for the charge to the playoffs.
And I think it's time to move on to who was holding the NBA, James. Who was holding the NBA? Come on, spell it out for me. I wrote it in capitals in the notes for you, James, just so you can read it nice and loud. Who is it?
Tim, reluctantly, I'll have to admit, Nikola Jokic was the hottest player in the NBA.
Of course he is. Nikola Jokic is the king.
Gee, the air horn got no abuse just then.
Yeah, because it should be, because Nikola Jokic is the king of the NBA. Give him his crown. The Serbian maestro. Right. The Joker.
Alright, so let's move on. Any just a fantastic week for Nikola Jokic.
Big honey. He dropped 40 on New York.
How many triple doubles did he have this week?
Just one.
Just one.
Just the one.
It was close to close to three, I think.
40 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 steals, 2 blocks.
It's not bad.
Shot 17 of 23, or 77% from the field, and 2 of 3 from 3, 80% from the line, and only 2 turnovers.
It's not a bad performance.
That's an amazing performance.
Yeah, not bad. All right, Tim.
Let's and at the Garden, no less. At the Garden.
Well, exactly a cauldron as of late, Tim.
Anyway.
Trending up, Tim. Who are we buying low on this week?
Well, we're buying low on Darren Collison.
Yeah,
because Tyler Lawson is limited with an adductor strain, is what I've been hearing on the waiver wire news.
And Garrett Temple's been injured. He's out for at least the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's got to pop the hammy.
Yeah, pull the string, as we like to say here in Australia.
Yeah, so he was the one who would play a couple of minutes at PG when DC or Darren Collison was down.
Yeah, he was playing up to 35 minutes a night.
Yeah, and he had to move back to small forward with Matt Barn, no, with what's his name, Rudy Gay out, and now he's popped his string and now it's all up to Darren Collison, and he's been playing superbly, really.
Yeah, he's playing as many minutes as he can handle, and he scored over 20 in the last 2 games. And well, he's never really the greatest assist man in the NBA, but he's been adding 5 or 6 assists per game. It's pretty handy.
He's been giving you some change in rebounds and steals, and he's also not afraid to hit a 3-pointer.
Yeah, he's pretty handy across the board there.
Well, I've just sold myself on one. I think I'm going to go buy low on
him. Tim, who's trending down? Who are we selling high on?
Dion Waiters.
Yeah, value's definitely at its peak.
I don't think you can argue about this one at all.
No, his value's definitely at its peak. Miami's 13-game win streak freshly broken today.
That's insane, 13-game
by the Philadelphia 76ers, no less.
The process.
Who would believe that? Already on the downturn with him missing a couple of games through injury.
So, three games to be exact. Yeah,
well, that's another one I've copped in my team. So definitely time to jump on. Time to jump off the Dion.
Maybe jump on a James
game winner waiters bandwagon, I think.
Yeah, I think it's time to jump on James Johnson.
Absolutely, mate. If you don't have him, you're not playing fantasy correctly.
James, we're playing fantasy correctly, but I don't have him.
I have him. That's why.
And I'm winning the league.
If he's not taken in the league, sorry, is more an accurate way to put it. Not everyone can have him. Just the smarter people.
Just the smarter. You make it sound like you're the king of fantasy, James, when you're actually languishing further down the table than I am.
I'm fifth, and it's purely because of the injuries I've had, Tim.
Purely?
Yeah, definitely, Tim. Purely because of the injuries.
So you're saying that your poor drafting wasn't part of it?
Draft? We're talking about draft, are we?
James, before you go into your little spiel, I want to hear your answer. Don't just run away with the spiel.
It's not my poor drafting. You can't foretell injuries, can you? You can tell some players are more predisposed to getting injuries than others. They have poor injury histories. But some players, you don't know. Jeremy Lin.
Bit of insanity.
Tyson Chandler. Tariq Evans I could see coming. But that was a risk I took.
You'd be in draft him.
Yeah, well, doesn't matter.
You picked him up after you drafted poorly.
Draft. Tim, I think you've been hinting at something that needs to be discussed here urgently.
Draft is the premier daily fantasy website on the internet.
Why is it called drafting?
Because when you do your daily fantasy contest, James, you get to draft your players.
How does that work, Tim? Surely that's only a classic fantasy thing at the start of the season.
No, James, so it's a snake draft. So you jump, just type into your web browser right now, playdraft.com, playdraft.com. Come on, type it in with me.
And then you get on there and you click on any contest you like. You wait for it to fill up. Probably takes about 30 to 40 seconds, depending on how many people want to be in a contest, because there's a max contest limit of 10. And then you get to use your superior knowledge, because you've been listening to the waiver wire, and pick all the players that you want first, and making sure that you have the best team in contest.
Well, Tim, you know what? We're not just going to merely promote Draft as a fantastic service, the fantastic service that it is.
I mean, we probably could.
But we've got a special little bonus for our valuable listeners.
What is it, James?
If you deposit right now, you can do it right now, you can do it in 5 minutes, you can do it tomorrow, but we prefer if you probably do it right now. You can just deposit $600 and you'll get $600 matched.
No, $600? You did you say?
You don't have to deposit $600. But just so you
we'd
know...
We'd like to.
All right. Just so you know, Draft will match your deposit up to $600 with $600 worth of Draft dollars.
So do you know what you can do? You can put $600 in, use that $600 to Draft, you lose it all, and you just take your money out.
You still got $600 to play with.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Geico's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than Geico. More power to you. Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Look at that. You haven't even lost anything. Deposit. I mean, if you lose $600, you obviously haven't been listening to the waiver wire.
Yeah, deposit $600, play with $1,200. It's not bad.
Put $1,200 on your first contest.
Oh, not bad. You can go home a winner. Tips are accepted here at the waiver wire, just in case you're wondering.
So that promo code is WaiverWirePod, all in capitals, if James didn't already spell it out for you.
Make sure you're checking that out. Definitely the WaiverWirePod promo code over there at playdraft.com.
Alright, now it's time to move on to free agency, James. I've tucked in something a little bit different. I've gone really in-depth here. And
that's what the listeners like, Tim. They like the in-depth analysis. We need to make the decisions for them. We're the tiebreaker here. In their head, they might be yes and no, and yes and no. We're saying yes, so you fucking pick them up. That's how it works.
Alright, so we've got 5 ads this week. 5.
Yeah, we've gone big this week. Gone searching the bargain bin before All-Star break.
Yeah, so it's more... we've looked at people on their different stats and what they can bring to the table, especially looking at over the last 2 weeks as a main indicator of where they're at. So our first ad is obviously Michael Beasley.
This is huge. We talked about him about, it would have been about a month ago, Tim, I think.
He's a prolific scorer.
He's a prospective ad.
He's a prolific scorer.
And look at his minutes go up now that Jabari Parker's missing for the
rest. He started and played 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's handy. You can do a lot of damage.
18 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists.
He can do some real
2 steals.
He can do some real damage in 25 minutes, Tim.
He's only in 14% of teams, James.
He's a high usage player. He does love to have the ball in his hands.
And he just drops it.
Yeah,
if you need points, I don't understand why you don't have him in your team.
And field goal percentage too. He just doesn't miss.
I don't understand why you don't have him in your team. I've got him. I picked him up as soon as I heard Jabari Parker was down.
I was a huge fan of him in Houston, Tim. The bloke just posts up from the elbows, he pulls up from just inside the 3-point
line.
His
mid-range game is amazing.
He drains him. Yeah, he just doesn't miss.
He's got a fantastic mid-range game. All right, James, on to the next one. Our boy, Joe Ingles, Jingles.
Jingles. Can't go past the Australian superstar, the sniper, Tim. Probably the best 3-pointer shooter in the NBA.
He's been getting a couple of minutes, actually, off the bench. I think he almost got a start the other day.
There was an All-Australian starting backcourt of Dante Exum and Joe Ingles the other day, too. Yes, you are correct.
George Hill missed out, and Joe Ingles got his... got his spot. He's been fantastic. I thought he was only there for Dante Exum to...
he's babysitting.
Yeah, pretty much. They need another Australian on the team to show him how to play basketball, really. And Joe Ingles has turned out to be the one that's been better than Dante Exum. Dropped 20 points, I think, the other day. A couple of assists, a couple of rebounds. But all we want from Joe is 3-pointers, and he had 4 of those. 4 from 4 from the field. Shot 65% from the field. That's damaging. That is really damaging. And there's nothing else you really want from Joe. The thing that's really added to this to me is he didn't get selected in the 3-point contest because he refused.
He
wanted a holiday. So watch when Joe comes back.
And we light him up from 3, Tim. His 3-point stroke won't disappear on him while he's on holidays, Tim. He'll be refreshed and ready to go just like us here at the Wave War.
And guess what, James? He's in 3% of league, so he's in your league. He's available.
Yeah. He's a fantastic option.
If he's not available in your league, I'm sorry, I feel bad for you.
Because, the 3% of people will be listening. It'll go up, Tim. It'll jump. People listening to the waiver wire will jump on him.
Absolutely they will. All right, James, who's our next ad?
Kylo Quinn, Tim.
Well, I like Kyle.
Yeah, he's been a regular DFS option. Well, Noah's been injured. He's always been a regular ad as his cheap quote and always frees up some money for other players in the DFS. But Noah's projected, how long's he out for, Tim?
I'm thinking 2 to 3 weeks.
So that gives you 3 weeks of streaming Kylo Quinn in there on your lineup.
And streaming, what a great word.
What a great word streaming is. Just a fantastic fantasy ploy streaming is. But with Noah expected to miss a little bit of time, I'm definitely thinking that Kylo Quinn becomes a more valuable option because, you know,
the Denver one. Guillermo.
Yeah, Willie Hernan Gomez isn't really a... he can't take more than, 20 minutes a game?
Yeah,
his absolute. So Kylo Quinn, even though he's undersized, does manage to get a lot of rebounds and points.
He does block and assist as well, though, but Kylo Quinn has been averaging 1.7 blocks in his last two games.
But when
last two weeks.
But when he starts, he averages over a double-double.
Yeah, double-double and 1.7 blocks a game. That's handy for your side. And he's only in 14% of leagues.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's super handy. Yeah, he's definitely a good point of difference while Joakim Noah's injured.
Yeah, see, look at this. Three ads in, and we've already gone...
Very low percentage, too, so it's really catering to a lot of listeners who... Most of these people will definitely be available in these leagues.
All right, now for rebounds. We've gone for rebounds here. Dwayne Dedman.
Paul Gasol's out. Still out for another 2 weeks, I'd say, right now. He's averaging 9.6 boards a game over the last 2 weeks. That's 8 games he's played. He's averaging 9.6 boards, 8.1 points. Almost a double-double every time he steps out of the floor.
Yeah, with no Paul Gasol and David Lee's got injured.
He's inconsistent as best.
Workload's slowed him down a little bit too much.
Yeah, because he's a vet. He's a bit old. Getting a bit old.
Yeah, the workload has become a little bit too much for him, Tim. I think he's slowing down a little bit. So Dwayne Dedman's really become a high-efficiency role player there for the Spurs. Greg Popovich strikes again with turning these, you know, forgotten players and making them useful and usable in on an NBA court. So, yeah, Dwayne Dedman is definitely an option in fantasy at this point in time while Gasol misses, Tim.
And what's that number again, James? Percentage of teams he's in?
14%, Tim. So he's available in your league.
Exactly right, James. And on to our final ad of the week, Brandon Jennings.
Yeah, nice.
Derek Rose has gone missing in his last, not literally this time. he's gone missing his last couple of games, and Brandon Jennings has been taking a brunt of the minutes, and he's responded quite well, averaging 7.4 assists a game over the last 2 weeks. That's almost top 10 in the league numbers. Assists have really dropped over the last couple of years, like. One player getting the most. I remember a couple of years back, Ty Lawson led the league with 11, and then there was Chris Paul, John Wall.
Yeah, all averaging over 10.
Yeah, there was about 5 of them. Now there's probably about 1.
Yeah, James Harden. Jim?
I don't think he's averaging over 10. I think he's averaging 9 points.
Sorry, do I mean Josh Lloyd?
The final, James.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, Tim. Now that the matchup is set, we'll be releasing the poll very soon. The big final, it's all set, center stage. The two, probably the, even though they weren't the 1 and 2 seed, they were probably our best staff.
We were hoping James Harden, Josh Lloyd would make the final.
Yeah, we do it for our boy Josh. But Jim Harden, Josh Lloyd versus Mike D'Antoni Pringles, that's a classic. The Pringles comparison there. The look like bracket lives on. Final coming up very, very soon. We'll have all your votes and, let's see how it turns out. I think Jim Harden, Josh Lloyd's a huge chance.
We'd love to get Josh Lloyd on here and have a quick interview after it as well.
Yeah, we can discuss his famous victory over Mike D'Antoni. Anyway, Tim, back to Brandon Jennings.
Yeah, he's only in 24% of teams, James.
Again, for a player, I drafted Brandon Jennings at the start of the year, actually. But for a player who's playing, regularly 25 minutes a night, handy.
It is definitely handy, James, and... There's nothing else we'd rather add here at the Wave Wire, James.
Than 7.4 assists a game.
Yeah. I think I might be sneaking him onto my team somehow. Anyway, dropping, James. Who are we dropping?
Tim, we're not dishonest here at the Wave Wire. We don't make many mistakes, but when we do own them. Jared Sollinger was a mistake.
What do you mean it was a mistake? We never talked about it.
No, we did. We did say he should be picked up. We did say he should be picked up. We said, what, monitor him. See how it turns out. Turns out he's not very good.
We may have said he could have been a sneaky good, but we were wrong. We were absolutely wrong. We were incorrect to the max.
Yeah, he's been sent down to the D-League team, so I think this season's probably not good for him. To be fair,
he doesn't look injured. He doesn't look NBA ready.
He does look out of shape.
But do you know what reminds me of those words, James? I remember after game 4 of the Denver Nuggets season, I quote myself, my own tweet. I said, Jamal Murray doesn't look NBA ready.
Look at him now, Tim Ball.
Yeah. So if Jarrett Hellinger wants to take the hateful words, the spiteful words, and use it as a motivation, good on you. Come on, sir. I'll pick you up in my fantasy team. But with him sent to the D-League, he will be back probably for Sunday against Detroit Pistons. But
he's definitely not worth owning in standard
leagues. No, he's not worth owning. He needs more time, really. He might have a big game sometime eventually. Might have a double-double, but he's not worth it.
He may be worth adding, you know, for your playoff run if you're really stuck on injuries and he comes good towards the end of the year. But at this point in time, definitely 0% ownership is looking probably the best option. All right, Tim.
I want you to ask me this, please.
Yeah, I was going to ask you this anyway.
Well, it's question time, so that's what we're talking about.
It's definitely question time, Tim. It's our favourite segment of the show. They're all favourite segments, aren't they?
What would we?
We just love the show, Tim.
It's the favourite podcast.
It is. It's the favourite podcast. This one comes from Tom, Tim. Is Joel Embiid ever coming back, and should I keep him in my league? No, he's never coming back.
Apparently not. Joel Embiid's never coming back. Apparently not. No. He's been out for 3 weeks now, I think.
Meniscus strain, I think.
Yeah, I heard. On the wire.
Tear, sorry, my bad.
Just a tiny little tear in his meniscus. So I'm not thinking he's coming back before the All-Star break.
We've seen Philly is incredibly cautious around
injuries. As they should be, especially with Joel Embiid. Still listed as day-to-day on Yahoo, ESPN, Roto Wire, Roto Ballers, all of that. I've been researching this. I don't think he's coming back before All-Star break, as I just said. It's not really worth them risking him before that time. They've only got probably 2 or 3 more games max. Probably not even. Maybe only have one more game. And I think he will be back after All-Star break, even though I'm seriously worried about a meniscus tear.
Yeah, Philly did seem hopeful that he would return after the All-Star break, though.
He should be returning because they've listed him as day-to-day the whole time. They've never taken him on a 2-3-week stretch.
Which is odd for Philadelphia.
You're exactly right. They're usually straight on the long-term injury list so that people know that they're taking the most cautious approach. So should I keep him? Absolutely, you should. Chuck him on your IL. He's got the injury status, so there's no point dropping him. You could probably move him if you wanted to.
He's still a valuable asset if he ends up returning. But if you have that injury list position, I'd definitely be keeping him.
Yeah, I've got my injury list is stacked, as it should be going into playoffs. That's a little tip from the waiver wire here. Your injury list should be stacked going into playlist. You should have 2 players there, I reckon. Just because it adds 2 players that people in your playoffs can't really get, and also adds another dynamic. If someone on your team isn't playing great, and you need someone, and they come off the injury list, you can just drop someone straight away.
Yeah, you've got that person ready.
And if not, if your team's firing, you just drop them back onto the waiver.
Exactly. But that's kept them out of other people's clutches, and you can get a first-hand look. You know, you can watch them as time passes. You can watch them play through those games, and you're seeing how they're performing, if they end up coming back, that is. And see how they're tracking.
Exactly.
So they may not end up practicing very often. And you can just say, well, you're in my injury list, mate. I'm not going to worry about you anymore. So
it's exactly right. So at the moment, I have Danilo Gallinari and Joel Embiid. And I've picked up Michael Beasley and Darrell Arthur to cover it. And I think both Darrell Arthur will definitely get the drop as soon as one of them comes back. And then I'll have to figure it out around after that. So that's just a major waiver wire tip. Waiver wire tip number one. Waiver wire 101, as they would say.
Waiver wire 101.
How
to fantasy basketball.
Yeah, make sure your IL is full going into playoffs.
Fantastic little advice there you got for the listeners, Tim.
Alright, James, thanks for joining me this week. That's all we got time for. This has been your classic fantasy podcast. We'll be back with your DFS podcast very, very
soon. No, we won't, Tim.
No, we won't?
No, it's All-Star break, Tim.
Oh, so there's no DFS.
The DFS podcast will be replaced this week. There'll still be a podcast. Make sure you tune in. Special guest coming up. Won't reveal his name. But it's
a big guest.
Big guest.
It's a big guest. Even better, even bigger than what we've had recently. We just keep topping them, James.
Oh, big guest, though. Make sure you tune in.
Unfortunately, there's no DFS because on Thursday and Friday in Australian time, there's 1 game and 0 games.
So it's not handy.
Yeah, so it's... and Saturday, Sunday, Monday is off and...
We'll start break up until the next Thursday.
You know what? We might just sneak in a bit of DFS at the end of the episode, actually. Do Wednesday.
Nah. No, we'll do it.
We'll do it. We'll chuck it in. So make sure you jump onto that episode, no matter what. If you're DFS, if you're interested in our guest and everything we're going to ask him about,
Just you know what? Tune into the Waiver Wire no matter what. We hope
you should always be tuning into the Waiver Wire for your first stop for fantasy basketball knowledge.
Alright, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you all next week.
Understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.